Hello and welcome to the On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Brie.
It's a beautiful day to podcast. Ooh, I gotta get my elbows off the table. I forgot my piece of fleece that I stick under my microphone.
Maybe just keep it. It could just be like a workout or like a meditation that you just have to keep your arms out the whole time.
How about if you yell at me if you start to see me hitting the table?
Put your arms down.
Remember that? That was like I feel like in grade school it was like, oh, you think you're strong? Can you put your arm out and hold a cup for? There was like a.
I don't remember that at all, but that sounds like torture.
Yeah, I don't know why where that came from. Welcome to the podcast.
That literally sounds like you think you're strong. I'll torture you.
Yeah, it was like you did it to like boys that thought they were like really strong, and you
wow,
like,
just tearing them down
to build myself up.
Yeah, we're Grey's Anatomy podcast.
Yeah, we're we finished season 18. So we're taking a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
And last week.
But we're going to talk about Grey's.
Yeah. Last week we gave our predictions, which were not, I don't remember.
I don't even remember what we predicted. I remember some things and we weren't accurate on a lot of them.
No. And so we're going to talk about what happened after watching the 2-hour finale of season 19.
Okay. I'm going to say it. Well, first of all, let's just quickly say, please, if you like to listen to us, support us at Patreon. Patreon.com/TheOnCallRoom. Intern, resident, attending, $2, $5, $10. And then you get all these fun little things.
Yeah. Our community is amazing. You should be jealous of the Facebook group if you're not in it.
Yeah.
It's only $2 a month. You can try it out. You don't have to stay in it if you don't want, but we'd really love your support. Otherwise, we cannot continue to put out weekly episodes.
Yes. And then also rate and review us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen. 5 scalpels, please. Kind reviews. Make the world go round.
Yeah. So. We get sad. Yeah,
very
if we get
easily.
Bad ones.
Very easily.
Whenever Brie texts me, she's like, I've got news. I'm like, oh no.
Oh, someone on the podcast hates us. Cool.
It's a bad review. Okay. Well, also, I want a quick shout out because they did to us. Our friend is on the podcast Shortcomings, which is a Sex and the City podcast.
Yeah.
They have a Patreon now and they have a. They did an episode on Men of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah. I haven't listened yet.
Sorry. No, it's great. And I just want to – it's mostly about Sex and the City and other things, but we highly recommend you go just check out that episode. It's like a preview of their bonus content for their Patreon. So I will say, Chris on his said – actually, I'm not going to promote them because you need to support our Patreon. And I'm going to say, support our Patreon first, but then if you've got bonus, go to theirs.
There we go.
Returning the favor.
Yeah, that's really kind.
Brie and I just went to a garden center.
Yeah,
last year we went and somewhere to a different one, and it was a nightmare because I think I was faced with how much things cost.
Yeah, I also feel like you were not in like the right mindset of like A, spending money, but B, making decisions.
No, because we were building planters and that was too much for me.
Yeah. And I just felt like it was like a Friday afternoon. I feel like you had stuff to do. And it was like, it wasn't the right time.
No. And I knew I needed to get grass to go around my deck, like decorative grasses.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had 3 planters to fill.
Yeah. So this year I was like, well, why don't we just get some already like hanging baskets and you can just put those in the planters, which
is what
and then
Brie
I
does.
Took you right to the geraniums. I was like, I think this is what you need. And you were
happy.
And I
ignored the prices. And I was a little sticker shocked when they told me the total.
Oh, yeah. It's always.
But I was thankful that I had cash. Someone paid me in cash for a session.
Yeah.
So it felt like it was free.
Oh, yeah. I love when you can spend cash because it never hit that bank account.
Right. It never got to that credit card bill. Yeah, that's what I was more concerned with. So I feel really good about that. And now I have 17. I bought 17. What a weird number.
That is a weird number.
But I bought 17 decorative grasses and I'm going to make my husband plant them.
Yeah. And then
there's a lot of roots to dig around.
Yeah. That's not for you to do.
No.
And then you got beautiful flowers.
Yeah. So I'm not planting a lot in the ground this year. I'm not planting flowers in the ground. I don't have it in me.
That's okay.
And I know that about myself, but I will have some color on my
front. Some color. And I told Abby she has to water every day, Abby, every day.
I know. I need a better hose in the front yard.
You could always take a watering can out there too, because it wouldn't be that. It's
I don't
just
have
those
a watering
two.
Can. I guess I have a little one.
You need a bigger one for those two.
Yeah.
Because I, like, my ones on my porch, sometimes I just use a watering can.
Also, I walked down to Bree's backyard and I said, if I didn't like you, I'd hate you. Because it was so beautiful. It's really lovely. I think I just got to get my rug out there.
Uh-huh.
I didn't put the rug out last year.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Why not?
It just got really dirty. I also would really like one of those little electric blowers, even though my dog might off himself if I get one.
We have.
Just to quickly, like, because for me to start the blower is an adventure.
Yeah.
I know how now, but it makes my wrist vibrate for at least 7 hours.
Yeah, no, you just need one of those little ones that you have a battery for and just turn it on.
Yeah.
Blow off the deck.
And then invite people over.
Yeah. Drink your coffee out there with your nice rug.
I know. I did. I ate my lunch out on the back. I also need to get an umbrella for my little table on the patio. Those are expensive too.
Those are expensive.
I can't decide a color. I can't commit. My dad has a red one, which looks nice, except when you're sitting under it, everyone looks sunburnt.
Yes. What about like a fun aqua-y blue?
That would be nice. I was also like, at first I was going to go boring and get like tan. A taupe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I was like, is that boring?
You could get one with a cool design on it.
Yeah.
You could get the ones, this is what I would do if I were to get an umbrella. The ones that have like the little hangy fringe on them.
Oh yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, but they're really expensive. Like the really cool, funky ones. Or you could go like very beach and get like the striped.
Yeah. I got to think about it. I got to get one before summer's over because it's too hot otherwise back there.
Yeah.
And we don't have shade on our actual deck.
Yeah. You do need an umbrella.
But I could work on my computer out there.
You know what you could get on your deck is you could do one of those sails.
That's what we want to do, sailcloth. But that – I got to plant that in Jake's mind 2 years ago, and it'll happen in 2 years.
So it takes 4 years to do that.
Oh, those lights didn't get hung for years.
It's fine. There are these garden lights that I want. Okay, because I have a plan.
Like solar lights?
No, I'm sorry. Like lights that we're putting around. You actually put them up on that tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With Reva.
With Reva. And Reva tore them down this year for me because I had heard there were a lot of spiders over there. I didn't want to deal with it.
She did it by herself?
Yeah. The tear down was easy.
That's true. Putting it up, we were face to face with spiders.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't. I was just going to leave them there. They're dead. They don't work anymore. Oh, and so, sad. And she was like, I'll just tear them down for you. So now we need new ones. And then on my other two little trees, I want my whole garden to light up at night.
I get that. I love lights like that.
Yeah. And, but John's specific, like I would just go buy Christmas lights. Like I don't give a shit. That's what was up before, but like outdoor Christmas lights. But he like specific about like LED thing, you know, like bills. I get it.
He wants incandescent, right? Not LED.
Yeah.
I don't like those LED whites. They're too
white. No, they're like the warm LEDs.
Yeah, okay.
But the problem is he does too much research and then it takes him too long to buy shit.
He never does it.
I'm like, just go buy buy me the goddamn lights and I'll put them up myself. But same thing. It will be like September and it'll be like, oh yeah, I bought these for you. And be like, this is summer is over. Summer's and our garden is not lit up. And
yeah, those lights were nice in the corner of your yard.
Yeah. It just adds a little, because it gets really dark back there.
Spooky.
It's too spooky.
And I've decided we saw these really cool wooden flowers.
Yeah. I should have bought one. I'm just so devastated I didn't.
No, I'm going to find them either A, online for cheaper.
Okay.
Or B, I'm going to commission my stepdad to make some.
Can he make me one?
Probably. He makes birdhouses. He'll just need to carve 2x4s into petals.
Yeah. And it was so pretty.
Right. And then a circle too. And then I don't want to paint them.
I'll paint them. That would be a fun project.
I got to spray paint these dresses. I'm just never going to build them. These nightstands that I bought, they're from IKEA. I'm afraid to open the boxes. I don't know how many pieces they'll be in. I don't know. And I got to spray paint them. It just feels like too much work.
Everything.
Work on her computer?
I don't know. I just searched. I said outdoor wooden flower.
You're looking for them right now?
I was just seeing if they'd show up on Amazon. They didn't.
They didn't?
No, but I don't think I searched the right thing.
I'm going to Google
it. Trellises are showing up, and this is not.
That's not what we want.
No. Anyway, if you find them, will you send them to me? Otherwise, I'm going to have to drive back out to Countryside.
It's a long drive.
Abby got a corn dog today.
Oh, it sounded so good. I have been craving a corn dog for days. I texted Jake a few days ago, and I said, I'd like a Prono pup. Which, if you're from West Michigan, you know what those are.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a corn dog and a Coke.
Yeah.
I'm actually sad because I think my Coke is like over there. I think it's around the corner.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to my lemonade.
And I want it, but
it's too far. We might have to take a break and go get our bevvies.
So
let's just get into this.
Oh, wow. We're done with the banter today.
Well, I thought we were doing reactions.
We did predictions last time.
Oh, so we're just doing quick reactions.
I mean, how about let's just start. And if we'll just get off topic.
Then it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. First thing I want to start with. Was we made a prediction who was going to win the Catherine Fox Award. And wow, were we
wrong. Everyone was wrong, I bet.
Everyone was wrong. How'd you feel about it?
I loved it. I loved Bailey winning. I loved the reason for it. I felt like that would never happen.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Why, like, I get they did it to surprise us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, that seems, if I was an actual contestant, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding
me? Yeah, everyone seemed really happy for her. And it, but also, too, like, where was Addison? Because Addison was, like, a huge part of that whole storyline. And I feel like almost Addison should have won, because Addison was driving around the country in that weird van thing doing that.
Yeah, I was happy. I thought that was, for the first time in a while, a great way of hitting the importance of that actual, like, storyline in real life,
mm-hmm.
instead of, like, the black scrubs.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that felt like cheesy writing, and Bailey winning that felt like a better way, a more creative way of mm-hmm. emphasizing that storyline. I do wish we'd heard her speech.
Okay, that was my thing I was going to say, was I loved her, like, emotional reaction to it. It was so
– I wonder, do you think they told the actress they had to have, but I would have thought to be interesting to have her, like, honestly react.
Yeah. Well, I feel like she would have been like, what is going – like, cut.
Yeah, that's true. Know? Yeah.
But I did – I was disappointed we didn't get to hear Bailey's speech, because I feel like she could have pulled it together in a way Bailey could have. Like, been very overwhelmed with emotion, but then pulled it in for, like, a Bailey teaching moment that I think we could have used.
Unless it's anything like the speech she gave on Meredith's last day, which also was see you later. Yeah. She's not had a good rapport for speeches lately.
That's true. But it was sweet that Ben showed up.
Oh, I know. And she's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. So that was really nice. That was a pleasant surprise. I'm okay.
She looked great also.
Yeah, I'm okay that we didn't get – it was funny, too, when, like, Catherine calls Meredith up and Bailey's kind of pissed off. Like, why the fuck am I
here? I'm supposed to present. Yeah, exactly.
So that was funny.
And I thought Meredith felt Meredith-y a little bit more to me.
I think part of it was the costume choice.
Yes, the Dartmouth shirt.
Yeah.
That felt like a good choice.
Yes.
She was – I'm – okay. Here's what I'm confused by. And this stands for Maggie, too. If they're not on the show anymore,
what were the end of their storylines?
They were so open-ended.
Yeah.
Like, Meredith made that comment to the donor,
mm-hmm.
but we're to understand that we just leave it open-ended now?
She's going
to
undo Derek's legacy? What is a legacy?
Which also, I messaged this, I think, to you, and I was just like, I don't know the science of this, but, like, is Grace claiming something that isn't scientifically true? Or, like, are there new studies coming out about Alzheimer's that match up with what Meredith is saying? Like, it feels like a show that's been medically supposed to be pretty accurate can't just be like, guess what? Everything we know is wrong.
That's why I feel like there has to be maybe, like, an article or something that came out recently that's maybe questioning the research on it, or because, yeah, it seems very out of the blue for, like, Grey's Anatomy to make something up medically to end a storyline with Meredith.
I at first thought she was, like,
kind unwell.
Of, yes. Like, yeah. I thought she was, like,
kind of maybe manic.
Yes. It reminded me of DeLuca.
I did too. And so then what did you think about, like, it was just really interesting. Okay. Like, everyone's responses. Richards was like, don't tell anyone.
He's old school.
Yeah, but, like, keep doing this on the side, but you're going to lose all your funding and all your credibility. Amelia was pissed as hell, or sad, because her brother, it's her.
She was, but she was also, like, fascinated by it. She was, like, reading it during the thing because she couldn't.
I think it was because it was upsetting to her that she was like, my brother did all, like, this is my brother's life's work, and she's undoing it all.
Okay, that's interesting. I read it as, like, hell yeah, she's undoing my brother's legacy, because that's all Amelia's, like.
Oh, maybe. Maybe
I could be totally wrong. No, I could be very wrong too. So I'd love to hear other people's takes. Like, do you think Amelia was interested in it, or do you think she was, like, upset by it?
Yeah, and maybe, like, upset. Like, I don't think, I think concerned.
Shocked, concerned.
Yeah, like, what does this mean for my brother? What does this mean and his legacy?
Also, what was the point of having her Miss Bailey winning? Like, to be out there reading?
I don't know.
I was like, that seemed dumb.
Yeah. So
Nick was the one that said, like, you wouldn't be you if you didn't push. Like, which I actually feel like is more Meredith. Meredith mm-hmm. has never, like,
mm-hmm.
done what would be the more pleasing option.
She's
She's always upset people. And so I felt like I can't see her biting her tongue.
But so what does this mean for the future of the show? Like, are we going to get callbacks to this?
Right.
Or is this just, like, some... To me, okay, So going back a second, we predicted that she would not end up with Nick.
Right.
She did end up with Nick.
Yes.
So does that mean he's leaving the show, number one? I would assume so.
Oh. Mm. Yeah.
Or is he going to stay on the show and stay connected?
That's
with
how we get updates with
Meredith, that she's doing the work out there and he flies back and forth.
As much as I shit on Nick Marsh, part of me wishes that he'd stay because I've enjoyed his teaching moments.
Right.
I feel like that's where his character shines. And it would be the only way that I feel like we'd be getting updates on Mare and what's happening.
Yeah.
The thing is it going to feel like disingenuous? And can they make Boston, Seattle is not close.
No, that's a tough travel day.
Right. Yeah, they chose each other at the end.
So that's interesting. But like, okay, when we envisioned the end to Meredith Grey and her story back years ago when we were talking on the podcast, it was like, oh my God, all of this is a dream, or she's writing these down in journals, she has Alzheimer's, blah, blah, blah. This just didn't wrap anything up. Yes, she's working on Alzheimer's, but I think maybe it's because the show keeps going.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe if that was the last episode of.
And they're not going to kill Meredith.
Yeah. Of like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like, it doesn't feel like the end to Meredith. And do they leave it open? So if she wanted to step back in for an episode or so, or
that's
she like
my
completely
thought.
Done?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. And here's the thing about the writer's strike, which I fully support. We won't know for a very long time.
Yeah.
These seasons are for sure going to be delayed.
Yeah.
So, which is going to give them a lot of time, I think, to like, hopefully they'll be thinking about it. I don't know. I also really feel conflicted about like Maggie and Winston aren't.
That was so confusing.
Winston's our new head of cardio.
And is he... So are they getting divorced or not?
She was like, she didn't want to. Like, so are they just going to have cross-country sex? But it felt like he was like, I need to be able to excel in this job.
Yeah, but it was really confusing, right?
Yeah, when it was open-ended.
Yeah. Like when she said something like, well, we'll start here or something.
Yeah.
I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Does it mean I don't get it.
It makes me, I like their throwback to like when they first got together. They like the rapid fire questions.
Mm-hmm.
The whatever, like, that felt true to them. Again, I'm very thrown off. I don't know what this means. Because Maggie's not coming back. Like,
no.
Although she does say, like, when she's been interviewed, like, the door is always open, like, to make a guest appearance.
Mm.
I feel like, look at that new trend in Grace. I mean, April's come back. Jackson's come back. Addison has come back.
Yeah.
I think that maybe that's a new formula they're moving forward. It's like, we can always have these people
Bert
guest
came
appear.
Back.
Oh, yeah. That was such a good one.
Yeah.
I hate that guy in real life. But, like...
Well, all of the, like, George came back.
Right. So I think maybe we need to realize that that's the new Grey's formula is, like, people are going to be able to come back if they want to.
Yeah. It just doesn't make for a very satisfying end to a character then.
Not at all.
It makes it.
Especially when it's, like, they all come back except Christina.
Yeah.
And, like, Callie in Arizona.
Yeah.
Maggie looked beautiful.
Yeah, she really did. That dress was stunning.
Oh, the back of it and her short hair.
Yeah.
I was really like, wow.
I was really like,
Meredith was wearing such a Meredith outfit.
Oh, yeah. She always wears that like goldy taupey
and
color.
And she always wears like the waistline is really low.
Uh-huh.
Which like only someone
do you think,
of her body type. Like if I wore something with the, what's that called? Like a
drop.
Yes, a drop waist. Oh, my God. My legs would look 2 feet long.
Yeah. I wonder, like, is that costume or is she like, I really like this look on me.
It feels Ellen.
Yeah, it feels Ellen to me too.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's at that place in her career where she can be like, no, I will be wearing a drop waist. Thank you so much.
Also, was it a TikTok? Who did it sent me, like, of how Meredith Grey walks? Like, no, I have to find it. She walks very distinctly. It's like, it's sort of like. I gotta find the video and show it to you. It's very like not elegant.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But it's also not strong.
No, it's really weird. It's like lanky. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a great video. But don't like Richard Weber with that drink. Also, we're going through the old characters first.
Yeah.
Seems out of the blue.
Okay, so.
Catherine is sick again.
Yeah, the plane is going down and Richard goes to grab that martini.
Okay, well, I feel
the last thing he wants to do before he dies is have a drink.
So I actually think that's what triggered it.
I think so too.
Nothing else. Like, I don't think he's been feeling like, I think, although I think it's true, like what Amelia said, like, yeah, an alcoholic, like every day you have to wake up and feel that. But,
and we can't, like, I would love to have a glass of wine like everyone else to take the edge off.
Right. But can't, I can't do it. I just, I feel sad. Like, we've been there through that already, but mm-hmm. I know that that's true, that like,
Relapse happens.
Yeah. And which, that was what, like season two of Grey's?
Well, but then remember, he goes to the bar.
Right, but he doesn't drink then. But so like, it, the one time when he's drunk at work, it's like season two, right? Or season three. It's in the early, it's in the first five.
It's in the earlier seasons,
and so to me, I'm like, okay, I guess it's been 10 some years.
Well, no, isn't it in five? Because then in six, that's why Derek becomes chief, and then it
right.
Derek gets shot in six, and he's chief then.
Yes, yes, that checks out.
Yeah.
So like, it's been 10, it's been over 10 years.
Yeah.
So I guess that has been a long time. I just don't like to see it.
I know.
I guess it would be interesting to see, like, we've seen Amelia relapse. It'd be interesting to see Amelia help, or like, be there. I don't know.
Be there with Richard as he, well, okay, but think about it. He's lost his sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get a new sponsor?
I don't know.
And it is interesting that Amelia keeps trying to push him to go to a meeting.
And he's not.
And he's like, no, I should wait for Catherine. And she's like, okay, I'm going to text you when I get to the meeting. I wonder if, I mean, they leave it on a cliffhanger. Is he going to drink it?
Right. Maybe it's just a.
He could end up, after talking to Amelia or thinking about it or whatever, he could decide not to drink it.
Or like, someone could come up to him and see it, and yeah, there would be a whole thing. I thought it was a good cliffhanger.
I thought so too.
Like, yeah.
I mean, and I think it is like realistic.
For sure.
That, I mean, it makes me sad because it's Richard, but it's not, that is
Kevin's
not
unheard over there of. Schmoozing.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel bad. Some of our listeners in the Facebook group said they laughed so hard during the airplane scene. I thought that was I did not like that scene.
Okay. Tell me why.
That's just me. It felt so fake. Just like Amelia grabbing Winston's hand.
Oh,
and this,
yeah.
Everything about it, I was like, this is so, that's when I texted you and I said, everything with the old characters is so like, I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah. I didn't love it. I guess I wish I'd found more humor in it.
I liked when everything like calmed down when Catherine was laughing.
Oh yeah.
I thought that part was funny where she was like, this is.
She's outrageous.
Like, hilarious. We all almost died.
Her and her private jet.
Yeah. Bailey.
Why is Winston still mad at Amelia?
I think they got over it in the moment of almost dying.
Okay. So that's done.
I think so. Okay. Moving on. Link and Joe.
I loved it.
I did too.
I thought the monologue was great that yeah. Link gave. It felt a little bit old Grey's to me. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been waiting for
it's
this.
It's raining.
Yep, it was raining.
Yeah.
I even loved, which normally I don't, something about Joe. I think it's who the actress is. Like, something about
yeah.
her takeovers have made me not like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
her. But I loved how Joe says, you unbelievable stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was perfect.
That feels like old Grey's too.
Yes. Like, yeah. I just thought it was a beautiful monologue. Actually, she did Camilla posted like that sheet of the script with that monologue on it and said that like when the first time they did a take or whatever, she almost forgot her line because she was so taken by the way he performed it.
Oh.
And so, and I love them together. I think, and I liked the Sam build, the patient build up.
Yes.
Very sad that I think he's going to die.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But I thought it was, I was nervous that Link wasn't going to say it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was like, fuck, we're going to end this season with him being like, fuck you, Joe, and
yeah.
never telling her that he loved her.
Yeah.
And then I was really nervous that when he did, Joe was going to be like, it's too late.
Oh, it was so sad when she said, I never asked you to. When he's like, I've made my life like evolve around
yeah.
you and Luna.
Oh, it was so hard too when she shows up and she's like, I think you should move out.
Yeah.
But then that leads them right into the speech.
Because the scenes when they were living together and having sex were kind of hot.
Yeah, they were
really
hot.
Remember when he came out of the shower and they
yeah.
had that? Yeah, so he's
loved her since they were at the Crab Shack or whatever the fuck it was called.
I think that that was a perfect choice. If Alex and Joe can't be together,
yeah.
this to me is great.
I think so too. They have their kids together.
It's very Teddy Owen.
It is. I think they're a good fit though, and
yeah.
I'm happy, and I hope they get married.
Are they going to live in Jackson's place?
Which I love, yeah. But I feel like, you know, Link has wanted to get married. I feel like
yeah.
Joe might be open.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe she won't because she's been married to Alex before.
Oh, I feel like she'd be.
Is Link going to adopt Luna? Like
that? I would love that. And yeah. I actually think she would be open to marriage. She wasn't before because of her name.
Yes.
She was like, just, it was the legality of it.
Yeah.
Also, remember when her and Alex never even filed their papers? They should have just never filed them.
Oh, yeah. And then they would be fine.
Yeah. But yeah, I you're right. Link has been wanting to be married for so long.
So long.
So I loved that scene.
Yeah.
I love it.
I thought it was really lovely. And Link has been very supportive of Joe with like Luna's hearing. Yes. And
the eye roll he gave when that Sam guy was like, oh, I know ASL. He was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. So that was great. Are there any other?
Teddy.
Okay.
Okay, she had a toothache. I was concerned for you because your tooth hurt that week.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I'm on antibiotics.
Okay.
It wasn't my tooth. It was my gum.
Okay, but still.
Yeah. So this is a thing, right?
I guess so.
That you can get an infection in your tooth and then
it go right to your heart.
Yeah. That's why they tell you to floss.
I've been flossing.
I be flossing.
And I've been like doing it where it's so gross when you act like you hold it and then you like drag it up your tooth and then you're like, this.
I'm going to smell.
It is.
Putrid.
It's everyone's, right? Everyone has that?
Yeah, it's plaque. It's gross. But I mean, if you do it.
I do it every day.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. That's amazing that you do. I would say my dentist, we have the same dentist.
Yeah, we do.
He said, if you can try to get 2 to 3 times a week, like you're doing really well for like the general public. And then like keep moving towards every day. But I love that he's like, you can't build a habit and ask someone to floss every day if they don't floss. So I would say I'm going to be honest, I probably floss like on the 4 times a week.
I'm probably 4 or 5.
Like, yeah.
I'm
not an everydayer.
No, I'll have some weeks. When I run out of floss, then I'm screwed because then I got to remember to buy it.
Yeah. We have a lot of floss. Which makes me concerned. Are we not flossing?
Okay, enough? Teeth freak me out.
Yeah.
And on one of my sides, my teeth are farther apart.
Uh-huh.
And so when I floss, it just feels like a gaping area.
Yeah.
And it literally gives me goosebumps when I floss that side.
Oh, I don't like that.
I just don't. I don't like teeth.
Okay, so I have this toothpick. Okay, I'm going to go on an aside here for
a minute.
You
go on that while I get my Coke.
Okay, great. Can you grab my lemonade too? Yeah. That'd be really nice. Okay, so. Listeners, I started a new medication for my rosacea. I've been diagnosed with rosacea. My dad has it too. And I was experiencing this gum pain, which one of the side effects for this medication can be gum pain. So I was like, fuck. I can't take meds. Yeah. I just can't. My body doesn't do well with meds ever. So I called my dermatologist and I called my dentist. And my dentist got me in. And he took an x-ray just to make sure. And yeah, it was just like, you know, like sometimes you can just get like something caught. It's a very bad gum by my molar. And he was like, it's inflamed and I'm just going to put you on a oral antibiotic and like a mouthwash and you should be fine. Literally, I used the mouthwash that day and the next day my mouth was fine. But I'm like on an oral antibiotic for it, whatever. And then my derm called me back and she was like, I think it's just a coincidence that like you just something happened. I don't think it's the actual meds, but hold off for them for a week while you whatever and then start them again. The point of this, so I'm sitting in the dentist office and he pulls up the x-ray. He's sitting next to me and he's not even he's literally telling me like, A, you don't have like decay on your tooth. It's not your tooth. It's your gum. Like this happens. Yeah. Like your tooth isn't dying. And I don't know why, but I felt like crying the entire time. Like, and our dentist is like our friend.
Yeah.
But like, I remember clenching my hands and just like something about looking at an x-ray of your, like, and them talking about your body to you, like makes me very emotional.
A lot of doctors don't give you the time of day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when he sits down and looks me in the eyes and talks to me about my teeth, that I'm the only thing he cares about.
Well, and he was like, you're not crazy. There's something going on.
He's very validating.
Yeah, he's like, there's something going on back there. I understand it hurts. We're going to get you some palliative
care. You sound just like him. Yeah,
I was just like, okay, thank you. I also didn't think I was crazy.
No, he does that. He's like, you're right. Like, this is.
Yeah.
For me, he's always like, I understand that your gums hurt. Like, that is really hard to live with.
Yeah.
Like, he's like a therapist.
Yeah. And
meanwhile, he does RPG.
And he was like, I'm really sorry we couldn't come to you know, John's 40th, all of the kids got strep. And I didn't get it, but I was exposed and I didn't want to bring, I was like, oh, it's okay. And he's like, no, you know, it's really, I heard you and the wives did such a nice job. And I was like, thank you. Please fix my gum. But I did feel kind of like, it's one thing to go in and get your teeth cleaned and then looked at by your friend, your yeah. husband's friend. It's another thing to go in and be like,
I have a problem
and my gum hurts really bad. I'm like, does it smell in there? Is there,
right.
You know, cause then he was like, sometimes we have to like drain things like this. He's like, we don't, you yeah. came in early, you're fine. And it literally cleared up. But it is a weird thing to like go to your husband's friend and be like, can you look at this sore in the back?
Yeah, that is weird. I never thought mouth. About that. I don't think of him as a friend because I've never really seen him outside of the office.
I was like, I told John, I was like, I'm really embarrassed. He's like, don't be embarrassed. That's literally his job.
Yeah.
If he didn't want to see people he knew.
He's probably excited when something comes in like that instead yeah. of just a normal.
He got to talk to my dermatologist on the phone.
Wow.
I bought a new toothbrush.
That's wild.
It was a big day.
That's a big day.
And the X-ray I had to get was so far back there.
Oh, yeah. You gag.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think about that.
Yeah. It's not good.
I hate doing those X-rays. I'm always like, I'm going to bite your finger off when you stick it in there.
Yeah. And then I always like shake. Like, do you ever do that when I'm like told to sit still?
You can't do it.
My like head shakes. Is that a problem?
Do you remember doing the thing where you get like a mold? And the shit is like going into the back of your throat.
Oh my God. When you had to get braces. Oh yeah. Dude, remember having to get fluoride treatment?
Not that tray. Kind. Yeah, that was horrible. I was like, the kind you swished around in grade school, that was delicious.
But the ones where they put it
But it's that mold and it's going into the back of your throat.
Yeah.
And I know you can breathe through your mouth, but I start to panic like I must breathe through my mouth.
Yeah.
Or I know you can breathe through your nose. I hate it so much. My yeah. mom has this great story about, her and her brother saw this dentist and they sat them like across from each other and they did, it must've been like that fluoride or something.
Yeah.
Like they have to keep, and they started laughing and they're just drooling like everywhere. And I think that's really funny to think about two kids, like
laughing their asses off. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
I feel like sad that I told this story that I had a weird gum thing. Like,
dude, everyone's got weird.
Because like,
we talked about warts last week.
I know. Last week I said I had a wart. I have a weird gum thing going on. I have rosacea. I have endometriosis. You guys, I'm fine. I'm living my best life. Honestly, I have to say all of this started to happen after Donna. So what does that mean?
We need her back. We need her witchcraft. What?
No, I'm thinking she cursed me.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking she might be protecting you.
Really positive outlook.
What if I've thought about this before, like putting on your doorstep like a wine bottle with flowers and in a crochet mitten.
Well, number one, I would think it would maybe be you, but then I'm like, I would be like, does a listener know
where you live?
Where
you'd
live.
Be creeped out.
Yeah.
Okay, so Teddy.
Okay, so the tooth thing.
She's bugging. It's bugging her all day.
Yeah.
And then that surgery. So this thing with Sam, he starts bleeding internally and they have like not long.
Right.
They got
bleeding into
right
like
away.
His chest tube or something.
Yep. And then while that's happening, he goes down and then she goes down and they lose her pulse.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing chest compressions.
Yasuda's doing chest compressions. It was
scary. Maybe I'll talk about this when we talk about the newer characters, but when Owen runs in and like shoves her aside and Teddy's on the ground, I thought that was a good cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Teddy hitting the deck.
That was a great cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's going to happen to her.
We don't think she's going to die. Do you think she's going to need surgery?
She's been like directing and shit on the show. So I think she's on for, she's like doing takeovers.
She's not dying, but do we think that she needs a surgery or do you think they're going to get her heart rate back and she'll have an infection?
Well, there's no cardio there. Winston's gone.
Oh my God.
I know.
And Owen can't be the one to do a trauma surgery.
But all of them are. Who is senior that's there? Owen is there and.
Yeah. And Link and Joe are outside making out.
Right. I don't know who would do that surgery.
It would have to be Owen.
There's got to be other doctors, but they're not going to bring like a strange doctor in. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe he does.
Maybe she has to go to a different hospital.
Maybe he does it OR style or like, you know, army style, like right on the ground.
In up.
Military position.
Maybe.
Okay, let's talk about the new people.
Okay. So
the wedding.
I didn't think it was very pretty.
You did text me that. I feel like I tried. I didn't even know. It was just in a backyard.
Yeah. I just was like, this is kind of.
The dress, I get that it was historical. Tradition. I don't know. Whatever. I didn't like it.
Yeah. So all of these signs are showing up.
The robin.
Hitting the window and dying.
I thought that was funny, actually.
I thought it was kind of like, what kind of bird was it?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, that was great.
The dress rips. She gets blood on her dress.
Yep. I loved the reveal from her dad. Well, because her grandma comes in, who her grandma always is currently thinking that she is her mother.
Right.
And her grandma comes in and gives that ominous speech where it starts to make Simone, I think, realize, like, wait, was my mom engaged to someone else? Like, what's this guy's name she's saying?
Yeah.
Which I'm glad it was. At first, I was confused. I was like, uh-oh, was her mom in love with someone other than her dad?
Right.
But then we find out when she talks to her dad, I love that reveal that, like, she was about to be engaged or about to get married.
Like 2 months before.
Yep. And broke up.
I have, my mom has a friend who, similar thing. I think she was about to be married and then met the husband that she's married to now. And they dated, I think, for 5 months and got married within 5 months. And they've been together over 40 years.
Wow.
Like, isn't that wild to think that, like, she was going to get married to someone else and then they had 3 kids together? And
I love that. And so I love that reveal. And I knew we thought it was going to happen, but I still liked it. I thought it was a little, like, very romantic when Lucas was like, when she says, like, can you be with this patient for me? And he says, I'll do anything for you. Mm-hmm. And so he, like, sacrifices going to the wedding, which I don't think he'd want to go to anyways, for being with that patient. And then.
And when she shows up in her wedding dress.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah. And the way.
With the slow pause. I like how the patient's like, I'm fine. You can go.
Yeah. And he's like, she's here.
You see,
like,
her too, right? Yeah. I thought that was great. And then they go have sex in the on-call room.
Yeah. How would you feel about having sex for the first time in your shapewear?
She looked – it was good
shapewear. It was good shapewear. But get, like –
like, I think about what I wore under my wedding dress.
I know. My gusset or whatever.
You had, like, tape.
I was completely taped. And then I had those shorts. I had Skims on.
I didn't have Skims. Mine were, like, Target. But they had the crotch
hole. Yeah, the gusset.
I'd be like, you can just leave these on.
Gotta guess it.
Yeah.
Gross.
I'd be like, it probably smells. Dude, in shapewear? Sweaty. Dude,
shapewear. After a night of dancing?
Oh, yeah. So
her shapewear was dope, though.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was like this beautiful white, and like the strapless bra was so lovely.
She looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
They have sex?
Yeah.
I appreciated the, like, bubble being burst then when Trey cut, like, is in a car accident and comes to the hospital, because it felt too picture perfect.
Uh-huh.
And I think it reminded me of, like, who is it that, like, well, oh, like Jackson and April, mm-hmm. how, like, everything's going amazing. And then they're in the car and they're like, oh,
like,
God.
What
like,
did
now
we
have to deal with what we just did. And it felt similar to that, but not the same. Felt like, who else has sex? Is it George and Izzy? Well, that was their drunk. They don't
who
remember.
Who else does? I know what you're talking. There's like a, like, looking at the ceiling type scene, right?
Yeah,
where, like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But I thought it was good. I'm here for it. I loved when Yasuda was like, I'm Team Skywalker. Mm-hmm. His name's Luke. I thought mm-hmm. that was funny. She's like helping fix his face.
Yeah. Well, and so what did you think about, I mean, when Trey. I was very annoyed with him when he tried again to get her to be like, she's like, no,
he's not good enough for you.
Yeah. And I'm not going to be here to pick up the pieces for you. Like,
which is interesting. I do think, like, Lucas is a little, like, frazzled and maybe, like,
for sure
doesn't have his life together yet, but I'm sure there will be parts of that where Simone is, like, frustrated by, mm-hmm. but I don't think that matters. She loves him.
Yeah. But, I mean, she did kind of push him away in the end. I liked that it didn't end where, like,
perfect.
They had said, yeah, he's like, I'll leave you alone. She's like, shit, I'm pushing him away. And, like,
it reminds me of the, like, you know, Meredith and Derek were together, then the Addison thing, and then they were weird for a while. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they could be weird for a while.
I think so, too.
It's not just going to jump into perfection.
And what's going to make it even more interesting is, oh, Cardinal, is that they live together.
Right.
So that will be something. What did we think about Max?
Wait, did she die? No, she came. Oh, she came back when she was intubated. I actually thought the acting for Jules was so great when she's like, you put me in a horrible position. Yeah. But like she chose to do the pressers or whatever. Like she didn't want her to die. I think that that's a great complicated storyline.
Yeah.
Like she's mad at him, but she's also for sure happy that she's still alive.
Yeah.
But
and are they still having sex? Like what's
going on? They haven't in a while.
Yeah.
But then they've kissed.
Yeah. So that's all confused. Then when they
kissed. No, they didn't kiss. She said that thing. I hate you so much, but like I have to love you because you like.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great. I love the tension. Give me a whole season of waiting for someone to get together.
Helm
and Yasuda, that was great. I loved Helm being excited about being part of the escape vehicle. Like she was like, I was part of the escape van.
I also loved Helm being excited about like, I think it was Owen who was like, we got a trauma coming in. What are you doing? She's like, oh, I'll go change. Like she's excited to be back at work.
And I'm so glad someone is with Helm that is going after her.
Yes.
Like Mika, I still don't fucking know what her first name is. Mika or Micah?
I don't know.
Okay. Yasuda. Like, has to stop while driving. Be like, I have to kiss you. Is that okay? Like, the Helm, we have talked about Helm deserving someone to chase after her.
Yes. We've been wanting this for a long time. So I think it was great. The end scene where Teddy is in there and it's Lucas and is it
Simone,
Yasuda?
Yasuda's on Teddy.
Yeah.
And then Simone and Lucas is like, we got to do something. And Simone gowns up.
Yes. And so when Owen comes through and there's like the flat line on Sam, I was like, this feels like Old Grey's.
Yes. And the blood on the floor.
Yeah. Like what is going on in here? Like the interns are fucking shit up.
Yes.
That to me
felt like Denny.
Yeah. Scenes. It felt like very Old Grey's.
Yep. So. I really think as much as I shit on it, the show went on too long with the same people and it lost. It's like arcs because these people just grew up and got married and like, not that that's the end of your life. It's not.
That's all we talk about.
Love and shit. Like
that.
And so I don't know. I just think it's brought life into it. But however, now it is confusing because to me, the old characters are boring.
Yeah. And it's confusing for this podcast.
It is confusing because it feels like a new show.
It does. So I think we still have to fit like, I definitely think, like, I had kind of a hard time getting into these characters, but then I was like, okay, I kind of like the Simone and, like, I like that sexual tension. And then, like, by the end, I was like, oh, I'm, like, kind of invested in these characters.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't feel the same way as, but that's because it's only been a season with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think,
I'm glad we're getting a new showrunner.
Because I think when we had been talking about, like, Meredith's last episode, at least, like, for us personally, we were kind of like, I don't know if we'll watch Grey's anymore. And I think I will.
Yeah. I think, and this is us, like, talking out loud about things. We don't know what we're going to do with the podcast yet. Like, you know, and if we get through season 18, because it already happened.
You mean 19?
Sorry, yes. I feel like if all we had to do was react, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
It's the researching of it. Like, I have no interest in, like...
It's just weird, though, because, like, the thing is, I know it's Grey's Anatomy, but in my heart and mind, it doesn't feel like Grey's Anatomy.
No, it feels like a different show.
Yeah.
I saw someone in a group post that was like, it should be called Grey's Sloan Memorial now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it shouldn't be called Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, so I just feel like I really have to, like... And I feel like a lot of the viewers have to, and our listeners have to wrap our heads around, like, this isn't about Meredith. And
and we didn't get the ending that we deserved.
No, we didn't. And there's still, like, a loss in that. And so having to, like, both things can be true. Like, there, I didn't really like how things ended with Meredith. It feels very open-ended and confusing. But, like, I was interested in what happened with the new characters.
Yep. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where we go from here.
I don't know either. I mean, I think we'll probably, I think we have talked about, we're still going to do a couple weeks of palate cleansers because we need a little bit of time from 19, I think, to really watch it and dive into it.
Yeah, if I go right now, I'll be annoyed.
Yeah. So, that was Mail. Oh. So, I think we're going to take a little bit of time, but you'll still be hearing from us.
Yeah.
And maybe next week after we've talked, we'll have maybe a different idea of what we're doing, and we'll share it with you then. Sorry, yeah, we don't have more info, but you will be hearing.
And I think before the next season starts, we will have done season 19.
I think so too. I mean, think
with the writer's strike,
I think that is what will end up happening, but we need a little bit of space, right?
Yeah. I can't jump into it next week.
Yeah. Because we just watched it.
Ended.
Yeah. It's too close.
It's too close. So maybe we'll talk about old characters. I'd love to maybe talk about basically what we did when we first started, before we even had the podcast, when we'd hang out and be like, oh my God, remember that one episode?
Yes.
We'd talk just about an episode we love.
You know what would be fun is we could each pick an episode that we really love and make the other person watch it.
Ooh.
And then be like, come together and talk about
that
it.
That would be lovely.
And then quiz them.
The fishing episode.
quiz.
I'm not very good at quizzes.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to quiz you. Okay. But I will ask you what the best scene is in the episode.
Don't you love the fishing episode?
I love that episode so much. I cry every time.
Take the picture.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Old Grey's in now, 5 years?
Yeah. So that might be fun. I'm going to make you watch the shooting episode.
No. I'm watching a Netflix show called, we have a few minutes before we wrap up, Pieces of Me. Have you seen an ad for
it? Oh, yeah. I haven't. I think I started.
Whoa. It is terrifying. It starts with a shooting and I wasn't expecting that. And that was scary.
Wait, who's in it?
I don't know the mom's actor's name. I can't think of anyone I know. But it's entertaining. Okay, got a weird recommendation for y'all. If you liked the J-Lo movie from the early 2000s called Enough.
I fucking love that movie.
Also terrifying. Do you remember being – I was scared shitless.
I remember
in theaters,
being in power.
But also scary when she's in the house, sneaking around.
Yeah, but I knew that it was
– she was going to fuck shit up. Okay, yeah. So I love that movie.
Yeah, so do I. I'm going to go watch it right now.
Okay, no. What you need to watch, it scratches a similar itch.
Uh-huh.
She's in a movie called Mother right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you were telling me
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and basically she plays some sort of ex-agent. I really don't know the storyline.
Sure.
Her daughter gets taken away from her. She lives in Alaska. Somehow her daughter and her, she has to protect her daughter who she's a fucking agent. She shoots shit. She fights people. There'll be 20 men coming to break into her house and she kills 17 of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's snowmobiles. There's car chases.
What is it on?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, great. I'm going to watch it.
It was, I had Friday night. I had popcorn. I watched that. I was in a comfy Airbnb and I was this is the perfect night.
Yeah. I need to say something about Enough. That movie was wild.
Dude, when she's wrapping the stuff on her knuckles.
Yeah, to make brass knuckles.
And she cuts her hair short. She's so hot.
Dude, yeah, and J-Lo, she puts Vaseline on her neck.
J-Lo looks just as good in this movie as she does in that one. And she's 50-some years old.
I know. It's really quite something. It's really sad at the end, too. I remember, he was, the police officer says something you're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
And that's how it ends. And she looks really, she looks almost I'm not the only one that this happens to.
Yeah.
You know?
That's an insane movie.
Yeah.
I saw it as a middle schooler.
Yeah. Yeah. That movie
came out.
I did too. Cause I remember I watched it with this one girl. We're not friends anymore, but we were friends in middle school.
2002.
Yeah.
Okay, so I graduated in 07. I was in sixth grade.
I know.
Sixth or seventh grade.
I remember watching that at such a young, impressionable age.
Oh, she was so cool.
Yeah.
So anyways, I highly recommend watching Mother. Also, if you want to be real fucked up, watch Yellowjackets. It's just getting...
Oh, it's super fucked up.
But I love it.
Yeah, it is really good. Who was I telling that? Oh, I think my sister. And I was like, you know what? Actually, I don't think you could handle it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's scary. And then I was like, but it's not scary. It's if you think about it too hard, scary.
Yeah.
It's
wild. We only got one more episode. The finale is this week.
Yeah. Also, just watch the finale. I know you don't watch it. Just watch the finale of Ted Lasso.
Oh, Ted Lasso. I heard it was great, the finale.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, it was really cute. And then, Succession is on Sunday.
The finale. That 10 weeks went by fast.
It went really fast. I don't know what I'm going to watch after that.
I don't know. Well,
I mean, Top Chef. We're almost done with this season of Top Chef. And then John Oliver, that's not coming out because of the writer's strike, so nothing.
You regularly watch John Oliver.
Oh, yeah, we watch it every week.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's why you're smarter than me.
You don't watch John Oliver? It's so funny.
I guess I should.
It's so funny. Well, you can't now because the writer's strike.
I know. Do we remember how bad TV was the year of the writer's strike?
Yeah. Yeah. What season was that of Grey's?
Of Grey's?
It was the shorter season.
What season of Grey's was... Sorry to all you ghosts.
They're probably like...
It was in 2007. So season four? Yeah, season four.
Yeah.
That's my favorite finale.
Yeah, that finale was
I'm talking
really good.
More about in Friday Night Lights.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Landry murders someone. It makes no sense at all. It came out of left field. There's a funny meme going around. It's like, remember the last writer's strike? Like, Landry killed someone. Like, it just made no sense. So it was season four. So wow. It only had 17 episodes. That's when what else happened in season four?
What are you gonna live for? That's the House of Candles. So that's Rose. Mm-hmm. And is that... that's the beginning.
Face.
That's the beginning of the trial.
It's Ava.
Oh, it's Ava because in three Ava shows. Yeah.
Yep. Adele and Richard are apart.
Yes.
Richard goes to the door and Adele is in a robe.
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, they love pajamas.
They.
What's Christina doing in that finale?
Is she with Owen?
Season four. He's not on the cover of this DVD set.
So he comes in five?
Yeah, I don't know. He's
the beginning of five? Because that's with the icicle. So he must be... So what's... Because Christina gets left at the altar in three.
Oh, yeah. So she'd be single.
She'd be single.
Oh, Erica and Callie kiss.
Oh, yeah. Because Christina's going through... Erica won't teach her.
Right. Yes.
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 Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. There you
I
have
really
it.
Should rewatch this show.
It's a good show. It's a really good show.
Should we do a podcast about this
Oh
show?
My gosh, I think so. Okay, well, next week, maybe we'll, who knows, maybe we'll have another palate cleanser, but then maybe I'm going to make Abby watch the shooting episode and react.
Oh,
to
I'm going
to
make Brie watch the movie About Time.
Oh, yeah.
I'd really like to talk about that.
Okay,
movie.
I'll do that for you.
All right. Thank you so much for supporting us. Please do. Like, even though we're palate cleansing, we still need your support to palate cleanse. So also, I'm going to shout out. Our editor has two great podcasts, Mugglecast and Millennial. Go listen to those.
Yeah. We're really giving shout outs.
I feel generous today.
Oh, and if you, while we're palate cleansing, if you need a little bit of Grey's Universe, but it like to the side, Private Practice.
Oh, Beach Houses and Babies. Check them out.
Yeah.
Also, if someone wants to buy me the new Zelda game, I feel already behind.
Oh, we're getting that for my nephew for his birthday.
Him and I are the same.
Yeah, exactly the same.
I don't have it. I still haven't beat Breath of the Wild because I'm not good at fighting and it doesn't have an easy mode. And I just get too scared when the piano music plays. And so I've never beaten that game and I just do everything but beat it. And now I'm like, I feel like I'm not allowed to start a new game until I beat the first one. But that's never going to happen.
We got to do it.
Ugh, so I'm just going to start the new one, but it looks so hard.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be any easier.
That's why I just play my other games, you know, with my easy modes.
Harry Potter?
My Animal Crossings. Yeah. I visited my island the other day.
Oh, how was that?
It was a lot of roaches.
I need to check out Malan.
Dude, Malan...
It's hair down to her knees and has lit the whole island on fire for sure.
For sure. Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Time of Death, 1622.
Beep. Beep.